Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Oh, man. The Bachelor is out of control, and Chase Rice is furious. Find out what's going on there coming up. But first, we just talked about Allen Iverson and his reaction on Instagram to Kobe Bryant's death. He said, "The only two words that ring in my head are devastated and heartbroken. We're not okay, but we will find the strength to pull through this together because that's what Kobe would want us to do." But AI makes headlines for another reason today. Police are looking for the suspect who stole his backpack from a Center City hotel. It contained $500,000 worth of jewelry.
Seriously?
Isn't that how you travel with your jewelry?
In a backpack?
In a satchel?
What?
I can't.
Words can't even explain. I don't live in that world. Why do you just walk around with a backpack of jewelry?
Is it like a Janssen backpack?
like old school.
Yeah. School.
Sandwiched between a couple three-ring binders in there? I don't
know. Right? Maybe that's how he connects it to the three-ring binders. Maybe that's a great thing. A little...
They're hooked on, a little bedazzling.
A little jewelry hack.
Half-million-dollar watch.
About. Oh, my gosh. So, listen, we're getting ready for XTU Ski Day this Friday at Jack Frost. We're all going to be up there broadcasting live, and we're going to hear some great music from Seaforth and Jimmy Allen. And we were able to catch up with Jimmy just the other day.
Jimmy, when you're there, are you going to be with Andy on the Black Diamond Slope or with me on the Bunny Hill?
I'll probably be drinking hot chocolate. Like, I can ski. You know, I like it. It's fun. But if it's cold, nah, I don't do cold too well.
But I did hear that he has requested a snowboard and skis for him and his whole crew.
Good. So and it's not going to be too cold, so he should be all right.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
It's going to be lots of fun. Yeah, so make sure you check out our website for all the details there at 925XTU.com. And now let's talk a little bit about The Bachelor. Have you been watching this? Because Chase Rice is mad at the producers because Peter Weber, who's the Bachelor, took his ex-girlfriend, took Chase's ex-girlfriend, Victoria Fuller, to one of his concerts. So the story is this. Chase is up there performing. He's been asked to do a performance on The Bachelor, which they're, you know, they always have musical guests like that, right? So I'm taking my glasses off for this.
You need to focus
on this.
It's such
a thing. Right. So Victoria is one of the Bachelorette contestants, right? Mm-hmm. She's one of the girls living in the house vying for Peter's love. The producer set this up so that Peter takes Victoria to this Chase Rice concert, only to find out that Chase Rice and Victoria have dated. Dun, 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 dun! Dun! Okay, so for those of us who follow The Bachelor from a distance, it's like, duh, of course, this is what they do, right?
Yeah.
Producers do things to create drama. It's the whole show.
Right.
They both are flipping mad about this. Chase said that when he found out he was going to be on, you know, he told his manager, like, listen, I dated this girl, Victoria, who is on The Bachelor. Do I have to worry about this? And his manager's like, nah, nah, nah. They would never do that to you, dude. They'd never do that. Why
are you
else
serious?
Are they asking you to be on the show?
So he knew that she was on the show and she knew that he was going to be.
No, she had no idea. Totally surprised that she went to his concert as one of the dates. Because remember when it happened, this was a few months ago because they tape all this in advance. We talked about how we saw the video and she just like left. She was like, I can't do this. Well, this is her explaining the situation to Peter, the Bachelor.
Chase and I used to date
Like the singer Chase? The guy that was doing the concert?
Yeah.
Wait, what? No.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I know. We dated, but I broke it off with him because his lifestyle doesn't really match up to what I want.
I think that Peter totally knew from that reaction.
You think that was too fake?
So what?
Wow. Really? I had no idea.
You mean the guy that was just singing the concert?
I think it was funny, too. The guy that's the head of ABC's reality division.
Yeah.
Last night during the show, right before Chase performed, he tweeted, oh, boy, years of random concerts about to pay off in 3, 2, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, you're right. They all can't be this dumb. Chase Rice had to know.
He had. had to know.
Oh, what a cool.
I mean, and his manager, is that dumb? Fire your manager, dude.
There's no
like,
way.
This is so bonkers to me that they keep falling for this stuff.
Yeah.
It's like when what's her name? Hannah B. came back in the very first episode, and all the girls are like, I don't know why Hannah's here. I'm falling. You had 2 minutes with this guy. A, don't tell me you're falling in love with him already. And B, why do you think Hannah B. is back? To create the drama. Yeah.
And it's working because we're talking about it the next day.
That's true. Good point, Dave. All right, listen. Coming up in the next X-Files, we have a big congratulations going out to someone very important in Philadelphia. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Find out who in an hour.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now. Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Ooh, there's a crazy detail that you may have missed in Blake and Gwen's Grammy performance on Sunday night. We'll talk about that coming up. But first, Planters has stopped airing the commercial that shows the death of Mr. Peanut because of Kobe Bryant's fatal helicopter crash. But they say no change has been made to their plans for Super Bowl Sunday. So the plan was that we would get to see Mr. Peanut's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And that apparently is still the plan.
Okay.
You may have noticed that Philadelphia is lit purple for Kobe Bryant this week. And speaking of Philly, congratulations going out to Philly Mayor Jim Kenney. Word got out that he proposed to his girlfriend, Letitia Santarelli, over the holidays. Now, the reason this is a big deal, not just because we're happy for love, but they don't have a date yet set. But if they do get married before Mayor Kenney leaves office, it could make history. My sources say that there is no documentation of any Philadelphia mayor who has gotten married while in office.
Wow.
He would be the first.
All right.
Going down in history. How about it? Okay, so did you hear this performance or see this performance at the Grammys? It's Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton.
There'd only be one thing. I don't want to live without you.
The duet, Nobody But You. Everybody at home thought the couple was giving off major wedding vibes. He was wearing like a tuxedo and she was wearing a beautiful white gown.
Right.
Some of the tweets were, really thought Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani were going to be married live on the Grammys. Another one, anyone else think it looks like Blake and Gwen are at the altar right now? And then, Blake and Gwen just exchanged their wedding vows live on the Grammy Awards. So what, I mean, they even held hands at one point.
I do like how you kind of merged it. They could be Blen.
I know. Yeah.
Or Quake. No.
Yeah.
Blen.
I that was a mistake. But anyway. So, I mean, that's.
Huh.
Did they tie the knot right there on the Grammys and none of us even knew?
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. And then coming up in the next X-Files in just an hour. There is somebody in country music who is flipping mad at The Bachelor. Oh, we're going to air all that dirty laundry coming up next.
Andy's X-Files brought to you by Longwood Gardens. See thousands of orchids inside and a serene winter landscape outside on view through March 22nd.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Chase Rice is bleeping mad, and we're going to talk about why coming up. It's ridiculous. I'll just tell you that. But first, we want to talk a little bit about Allen Iverson. People had been waiting for his reaction to the death of Kobe Bryant, and he came out yesterday on Instagram with a very long, beautiful post. Part of it says, "The only two words ringing in my head, devastated and heartbroken." He went on to tell a story about how when he was a rookie, and he and Kobe were in the same rookie class, right? So when they were rookies, Iverson went out to L.A. for a game or whatever, and Kobe knew that he was there. So he was like, "I'm going to come by and pick you up and like let's get together and have some dinner." So they did. And after dinner, Kobe said to Allen Iverson, so what are you going to do now? And he was like, I'm going to go out to the clubs and stuff, you know, hang out. Why, what are you doing? And Kobe's like, well, I'm going to go to the gym, you know? That's right. So that's Kobe Bryant at 18 years old. And that's the kind of guy he was. You know, we keep hearing these stories. We heard a lot of really beautiful stories about the people who influenced you as you were growing up or even as an adult. If you missed any of that, you could always check out the podcast page on the Andy Summers page at 925XTU.com. But Allen Iverson isn't just in the news today because of his beautiful Instagram post about Kobe Bryant. He's also in the news because someone stole his backpack. He was at the Sofitel Hotel, I guess, down in Center City, and somebody snagged his backpack. They're describing this as like a 20-year-old, somebody who walked in, grabbed the backpack, and left. But it's what's in the backpack that has me scratching my head because it's $500,000 worth of jewelry.
Oh, my gosh.
First of all, I have so many questions. Or I shouldn't even say first, but just one question would be why do you carry your jewelry in a backpack?
Yeah. Do you think the guy that stole the backpack had any idea what's in it?
Well, then that's the other question. Like, why would that guy just randomly take that backpack? If you're carrying your jewelry in a backpack so that nobody knows that it's your jewelry, how did that guy know?
Yeah.
Or did he just totally luck out?
And maybe we just think differently. If I'm carrying even $100 of stuff, I am attached to that backpack. Yeah. I'm hugging it when I'm sitting in the chair.
You're keeping it on your back or something.
I'm stapling it to my face so I don't lose it.
Or you're going
to
carry it like a baby Bjorn in the front.
It's right on the front, right?
You know, and just never, I don't know.
Yeah, so many questions.
So there you go. $500,000 worth of jewelry. Now you know where you shouldn't carry all your jewelry, exactly. And that's in your backpack. And now let's talk a little bit about Chase Rice, because he is so mad at producers of The Bachelor. We talked about this when it originally happened, and now it's finally being aired. Chase Rice on The Bachelor, and they do this often where they ask an artist to come and do a performance where they're going to have a date. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it turns out that Peter Weber, who's The Bachelor, brings his date, Victoria, one of the women living in the houses vying for his love, brings his date, Victoria, to a Chase Rice concert that was set up by the producer. Mm-hmm. Little does anyone know that Victoria and Chase had dated. Now, they kind of made it seem when it first happened like, oh, they just dated and it wasn't that big of a deal. But the way these two are carrying on, I think it was more than they just went out on a couple of dates.
Right.
This is Victoria explaining it to Peter.
Chase and I used to date and...
right there. You're just...
Chase and I used to date and...
Singer Chase? Yeah, that was in the concert.
Yeah.
Hey, what? No.
Okay, does it not sound like he totally knows?
So you think
he's just
faking
playing
it,
this off?
Yeah.
Wait, probably. What? Wait a minute. Chase, you mean that guy in the concert? What? No.
What?
I know. We dated, but I broke it off with him because his lifestyle doesn't really match up to what I want.
There you go. I guess if you broke up with him and it's because his lifestyle doesn't match up, then get over it.
I wonder what lifestyle she wants then, if she doesn't like Chase Rice's in the spotlight as a celebrity life, but she has no problem going on TV having pillow fights with 13 other girls for some guy she just met. Like, that's
lingerie,
the life she
wants. Like, clearly that is. I don't know. But he also, I know that Chase has been through a long road with sobriety and not sobriety. So maybe that's it. Maybe she just wants to, like, party harder than he's willing to do right now. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what she's getting at. But she's not the only one who's angry. He is so mad. He's been doing these interviews where he's like, listen, I was just totally blindsided by this. To say that I was surprised is an understatement. When I knew that the show I was doing was going to be on The Bachelor, I mentioned to my manager, because he said he knew that Victoria was on the show. So again, if they only dated a couple times, they'd already broken up. Yeah. Why is she like, hey, Chase, guess what? I'm going to be on The Bachelor. Oh my God. Right? So he, you know, he said, she, and his manager was like, nah, dude, they wouldn't do that to you. They wouldn't make that her date. Of course they would. Haven't any of you ever watched The Bachelor? Why is this such a surprise to anyone?
That Chase would think, oh, I'm going to be performing for anybody but that one.
Yeah. Why, and then you... like, oh, little do they know, it should have been for Victoria because we did. No, they do know. It's why you're on the show, Chase. Come on. Drives me crazy.
Too bad you're on the fence about this whole thing, Andy. You really need to get into it. Andy's X-Files brought to you by Acme Fresh Foods, local flavors.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.